Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
All right, we talk about this situation that's been going on in Gaza, and it's just increasingly getting worse by the day. So China sent 6 warships to the Middle East to have a presence there. Mm-hmm. America sent the biggest battleship in the world over there. Joe Biden, he got on TV and asked for $105 billion. For Ukraine, Israel, border protection. It's like a jumbo deal.
Taiwan.
Taiwan, just like combo package.
Yeah, added in there.
Okay. Where are we at with the geopolitical conversation for the week when it comes to China? China, they condemned the U.S. The U.S. actually vetoed a UN resolution for ceasefire. The U.S. vetoed it. Mostly every other country in the world wanted it to happen, but the U.S. didn't want that to happen. And China said that they were deeply disappointed after the U.S. blocked the Gaza resolution at the U.N. And as a result, Israel has continued its airstrikes. Mm-hmm. So, all right, China, how are they figuring in this situation?
For me, last week, I said one of my biggest concerns is if China decides to get involved in the conflict, as usual, I'm going to stay away from all political commentary, especially as I'm campaigning, shaking hands and kissing babies. I do want to talk about the stock side of it, though. I do, if this is not solved within the next 2 to 3 months, it could be disastrous for our economy, and it will send the stock market into a tailspin. A few people were asking me last night, like, do I think earnings will be great? I'm like, the earnings are going to be what the earnings are. The great companies are going to adjust. But when you have, like, big threats like this is a real war. This isn't issues of yesteryear. This is the greatest threat that we have to our stock market. Like that Magnificent Seven may get chopped down to a top three if we continue to have these kind of conflicts. So I won't take a side either way, mm-hmm. but China being involved is not great, because then that comes with the backing of Russia, and then our forces and allies have to come to aid us in this war. Shout out to our Ukrainian audience member last night, and to all the people in Ukraine and everyone in Russia. Yeah. I want peace amongst all. But we have to be very careful. Like, if we thought the dot-com crash was something and the 07 crash was something, that was contained to one sector. Like, these were paper loans that were jumbled up and repackaged and resold. That caused the market to drop 45%. What do you think World War III would do?
But the thing about it is, here's the thing.
Can I just add context before you add the commentary? So it's important, right? When we talk about media and we're talking about perspective, and context is important. So when we talk about China's involvement, if you read like articles that don't come from Western media, right? Like I was reading the Global Times.
Yep.
The six warships were already supposed to, or they're not even warships. There was one ship that was being sent, and they sent ships to protect it on in Israel off the coast of Kuwait, which is already a part of their goodwill visit. It just so happens that it's happening at the same time now. You call it coincidence.
While the commentary came out.
Right. While the commentary came out. And so that those ships were already going to be there. In fact, they do that almost every year. They send ships up and off the boat, off the coast of Kuwait, and then they leave out of Eastern Africa. And one of the reasons they said even last year that they had that visit was because they had Chinese nationalists who were in Sudan that needed to get out of the country, and they had to have people in the region to make sure they can get out. And so it's interesting that because that routine, quote unquote, routine goodwill visit to the region sparked that, China has now sent ships to the Middle East, which is, I mean, that might not even be the intent, right? So when we talk about involvement, it's important to get context and look at different perspectives of where that news is coming from.
Can I pair with one other news point?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, China sells the most U.S. assets in 4 years, $21 billion of stocks and treasury bonds got sold off while the bond market, UB on the futures market, hit an all-time low. So let's say the ships go there. It's not that big of a thing. They did make a statement, which is rare for them to do.
Right.
It's not an immediate conflict while selling off. Like, China's our financial parent. So when they got the dump in the bonds and the stocks in tandem, I'm like, something's going on.
Yeah. And we're seeing, and we saw from the semiconductor space where we're seeing bands going right, bands going left.
Yeah,
it's all going to come back to affect our economy, right? Yeah. These things are really happening.
But the thing about it is that it's hard to really even call it a war, and it's hard to really, the World War III thing is, so a few things have to happen. We have to be responsible with our journalism, since we're actually journalists. So it's important to put it in perspective. Israel has one of the most efficient militaries in the world. They're fighting. Palestine doesn't have a military. They're not even allowed to have a military. So it's literally like, it's like a giant fighting an ant.
I have to ask, is this the route that we want to go?
No, I'm just being honest.
But it's going to get clipped.
It is, but I'm not even taking the side. I'm just presenting the facts. I'm just presenting the facts. So they could dismantle the whole Gaza Strip in a week if they want to. The only thing that has any level of resistance on it is America, and America's okay. If America okays it, then there's no stopping what they can do. And there's no repercussion that can come from them, because America is the strongest nation in the world, has the strongest military, and is economically the strongest power, right? So it's a little bit more complex than just a regular war. It's not like a regular war, right? It's like they're not fighting. They're not fighting another army, right? Even Ukraine has an army, and they're not as good, they're not as sizable as the Russian army, but they're not fighting an army, right? So with that being said, it's hard to have a World War III when you're not really, there's not the opposition that's even formidable enough to be an opponent.
No. I'm rocking with you, bro. I'm this topic, I'm gonna treat this topic how I should have the last segment. I'm learning. Let me look tight. Let me, all I want to do is love, get your hand off the stove. Stop. Last segment. I agree. My thing is, okay, did we win the last conflict that we were in the Middle East? We're weaker now than ever. We'll put some stats up on the board last night. $16 trillion in mortgages under, highest of credit card rates have ever been. Americans are defaulting on car loans quicker than ever. It's my first, I've said it before, and everyone is taking it lighter than it should be. It's the first time I've seen the Federal Reserve chairman be nervous, and they print fucking money. That's scary. Like, if I could manufacture this and I'm scared, man, you got to. So I get it if it's head up, but there are conflicts and there's going to be a domino effects. And yes, our military is strong, but our economy isn't. Our economy couldn't deal with a respiratory virus for 12 months. We're talking about House of Cards. Boy.
It's still the strongest economy in the world.
Correct.
Correct. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
All right. Okay.
Barstool can't prop up this economy. Shout out Portnoy. It's strong till it's not. If listen, there are seven. I put up 10 yesterday.
You did.
If I had to put my life on it, I couldn't name you 40 stocks to invest in if it risked me or Xander's life. And I'm one of the best to ever do this. Impossible to put up 40. You look to Spain, Mercado Libre's even having problems. Like, you know, it is tougher and tighter than ever. The credit spreads are not where they should be. Interest rates are too high. Defaults are happening. No one's still talking about Evergrande the way that it should. This is seen in The Big Short when he's like throwing the blocks in the trash can before everything topples over. It sounds crazy, but we'll see. And I can't wait till it all blows up so we can see who's here so we can get the fake out the way. And that's not 2024 going to be different. Ooh, baby. Ooh. We gotta start making that call to Omaha. I ain't talking no Peyton Manning, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Bud.
Listen, I'm just saying, the people who build Hudson Yards, I don't know if they got their money back yet.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.